alongside the tens of thousands of mid-Michigan school graduates last month. A handful attended a different kind of ceremony. They were the 13 graduates of Ingham Sobriety Court. Sobriety Court's a rigorous program that mainly benefits people convicted of an offense which involves alcohol, like DWI. An interdisciplinary team oversees a regimen including mandatory drug testing and treatment, and typically participation in Alcoholics Anonymous. In the 11 years since its inception, more than 400 residents have graduated from Sobriety Court. Here to explain how it works is Judge Donald Allen of Ingham County's 55th District Court, who presides over Sobriety Court. Judge Allen, welcome back.
Good morning.
Also, a 2015 graduate of Sobriety Court, Chandra Cheeks of Lansing. Welcome, Chandra.
Good morning.
Judge Allen, who has the opportunity to participate in Sobriety Court?
Sobriety Court is open in our county to anyone that is within our catchment area, which means within 30 miles of the county line for Ingham County, that has a drunk driving conviction, and usually it's a multiple conviction. It's either their second or their third, which would be the felony level. So it would really depend upon, you know, the nature of their conviction. But we don't necessarily just limit it to people that have alcohol convictions. We do allow for other people to come in as well.
Okay. Once a person is admitted, tell us more about what happens.
Well, once a person is admitted, they actually have to agree to participate in Sobriety Court. It is a voluntary program. And so once they agree to participate, what happens is they're subject to what we call close supervision, intense supervision, which means that basically they're going to have to do daily what we call PBTs, preliminary breath tests, before 9 a.m. They have to do random weekly urine drug screens, as well as they have to meet with their probation officer on a weekly basis. They have to meet with me every 2 weeks, and they have to be engaged in treatment. And as you mentioned, there's also social support groups like AA that we have them participate in as well.
Chandra Cheeks, how was it you came to participate in Sobriety Court?
I got my second DUI.
A second DUI? How challenging was the regimen that Judge Allen has just talked to us about? How did you respond to that regimen?
Talk to us about that. Extremely strenuous. The first 3 months, it's like the Sobriety Court program was every day of your life.
Yeah. And these are, you're a busy person with kids and a family and a job.
Yes.
And this is quite an intense daily thing for
every
you.
Every day. It's about time management. It'll either make you or break you down.
What was the daily routine like? Just talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, you're up before 9, and you're doing your daily PBT before 9 o'clock. You have to call Adam Agency and see if they call your letter to see if you have to do a random drug test.
Okay.
And if you have to do that, you have to be there before 9 as well at a different place to do the test.
How long did this routine last?
The program is a year long.
1 year. Okay. We're learning about Ingham Sobriety Court, an option mainly for persons convicted of an offense involving alcohol. My guests are Ingham Circuit Judge Donald Allen, who presides over the court. We're also talking with Chandra Cheeks, a recent Sobriety Court graduate. Judge Allen, what happens when someone successfully completes Sobriety Court?
You know, there is a lot of joy for that person, a lot of joy in their entire family, because one of the things that happens when a person gets to the point of having to come into Sobriety Court is that they pretty much have, you know, committed some sort of havoc within their family. And so we have a graduation, and that graduation is an occasion for people to come in and basically celebrate the fact that they've gone through this arduous task and come out the other side. And usually they've reclaimed their lives by doing this process, which is one of the things that I try to stress when people are engaged in our probationary system, is that it's not really about the probation. It's about reclaiming their lives and getting their lives together, because as a community of people, these are our neighbors, and we want them to reclaim their lives because it has an impact on the rest of us.
Is it safe to say that most of the participants have an alcohol dependency? Or some kind of drug dependency?
That is safe to say that somehow or another, their drug of choice, whether it's alcohol or something else, has caused them to have just all sorts of unmanageable things happening in their lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, by the time you get your second DUI, you're in a situation where you're saying, oh, my God, I can't afford to do this financially. I can't afford to do this emotionally. I need to sort of change. You have to be ready to change. And that's one of the things that Ms. Cheeks was just talking about, is that it really changes you in terms of your perspective of how you deal with the world.
Mm-hmm. Were you dependent on alcohol, Chandra?
I wasn't.
Okay. You were not.
I was
okay,
not.
Okay, so one of the exceptions to the rule here. What personal changes, how are you different after a year in the program than you were going in? What has changed most notably for you?
I got my head back together. Excuse me. I was going through a transition with employment, with my career, and this was the turning point for me, and I was so thankful for it. I was ready for a change, something mm-hmm. different. And this whole program turned me around and got me involved with my current career at Wellness INX. Hmm. So, and I'm a recovery coach now for people with addictions.
So a real catalyst for you. There's an option here for sentences to be reduced if people successfully finish the program. Tell us about that, Judge.
Well, that's actually the prosecutor in our program performs a gatekeeper function. The prosecutor looks at the charge against a person, probably considers a little bit about what their history is and determines...
The county prosecutor,
the county
Stuart Dunnings.
Okay. Yes. He looks at the situation and he determines whether or not the person is going to be someone that they will allow to have a sentence reduction for. And so what will happen is that a person can come into our program, and if it's at the felony level, they can have it reduced to a misdemeanor. And if it's at the misdemeanor level, it's going to be either a one-year misdemeanor or what we call a super drunk, which is a 180-day misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. And they can have that reduced to a 93-day misdemeanor if they successfully complete the program.
Chandra, you were telling me that it's easy to violate the rigorous standards that are set up for this program. Talk to us about that.
Well, you have to remember, you're used to living how you wanted to live and doing what you wanted to do, and now you have things that you have to do at certain times. Mm-hmm. You have to get up in the morning. You have to make phone calls. You have to actually do stuff. And
there's this judge that if you don't do it, you have to go to jail.
You go to jail. It's you either do it or you don't. And they at least give you the opportunity, however, to do an ETG if you miss a PBT test.
Which is
but
a
it
type
costs
of alcohol
more.
Test.
Yeah.
Okay. What percentage successfully complete the program, Judge Dunn?
We have approximately a 75% retention percentage as it relates to the folks that come through our door. Approximately 75% of them do complete it. And I have to tell you that the number of people that recidivate or are rearrested after they complete the program is very low. It's below the national average.
How do you feel about the possibility of committing another DWI?
Oh, I'm not worried
about
like
that
at all.
Oh, okay. You feel like that's not an issue anymore. That
no.
must feel good. What does the data show, Judge Allen? Are graduates of sobriety court less likely to reoffend then?
Much less likely to reoffend, and I think that nationally it's less than 20%. And for our program, the last time we ran numbers, it was less than 7%.
We're learning about Ingham Sobriety Court, an option mainly for persons convicted of an offense involving alcohol. And my guests are Ingham Circuit Judge Don Allen, who presides over the court. Also, Chandra Cheeks joins us, a recent sobriety court graduate. Did you come close to violating the conditions, or do people drop out of this once they embark?
Yes, people do drop out of the program, and that's why our retention rate is 75% as opposed to 100%, that some people think that they're ready to change, but then when they find out what's really necessary, what really is entailed in doing that, they are not really too ready to make the kind of changes that are necessary to get their lives back on track.
Did you consider dropping out, Chandra?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay, you were in it to win it.
Yes.
How did you explain what was happening to the people in your life, your kids, your friends, what this was all about?
I have a very good relationship with my family, my mom and dad and my brothers and sisters, and my children. And I explained to them what was going on. I explained to my kids the importance of not drinking and driving. And we make mistakes, and I was going through the consequences of what happens when you make those mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Instructive for your kids and your friends, mm-hmm. you think? Judge Don Allen, this program was established in 2004. Just briefly, has it changed much over the course of those 11 years?
It really, I don't believe, has changed that much. I think that we've gotten better at what it is that we do, because before, when we first started our program, we did not have pretrial supervision. In other words, until a person was actually convicted of the offense, they were sort of left to their own devices. We saw the wisdom of trying to intervene sooner, and so we incorporated that as part of our mantra of how we go forward, and it makes a big, huge difference, because I think people are more ready to change when the event actually first happens, when the arrest first happens, than if you have waited until, you know, down the pipeline, so to speak, when the person is placed on probation. They've gone back to their old way of doing things by that point. And so if you catch them once they're just coming out of jail and make sure that they understand the significance of their actions. And their actions are very, very significant. I don't know if you are able to remember, but in 1988 in Kentucky, Carrollton, Kentucky, First Assemblies of Church was coming back from Kings Island. And on that particular occasion, Mr. Larry Mahoney was driving on I-71, and he was driving the wrong way, and his car met up with this bus. And the bus exploded into flames. There were 27 people that died. 24 of those were children. And the reason that this is important is this was the second time Mr. Mahoney had been found guilty of drinking and driving. On that bus was little Patty, and Patty's mother turned out to be the president of the National Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And basically what happened as a consequence of her losing Patty is that she dove right into the deep end of the pool to make sure that changes were effectuated, changes like having a sobriety court.
An impressive program. It sounds like we're lucky to have it here in Ingham County. Ingham Sobriety Court. We've been talking about how it works and its impact. I want to thank my guests, Ingham Circuit Judge Donald Allen, who presides over the court. Also, many thanks to Shundra Cheeks, a recent sobriety court graduate. Best of luck to both of you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.